Well, I'm just glad we can all agree it was nobody's fault.
No. For
Oh.
sure.
No,
You know,
we talked about that, right?
no.
I'd be more inclined to go along with that if you hadn't first tried to blame me.
Honestly.
Hello and welcome to This Horror Life. My name is Rob Humphrey, joined as always by Ghost and Cat. Ladies, how we doing?
Good.
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 Glad to be recording this.
Yes, finally.
it's been a minute. And that's nobody's fault. There's nobody to blame for that. We just
Well.
nah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. But it has been a while. I've been extremely busy. I moved and everything, so I don't have a huge list of things that I've watched. But what do you guys got?
Yeah, why don't you go first?
Yeah, I'll go first because I have probably the biggest list.
Goodness.
So it starts with The Farm, which is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life. I thought because it had a really low rating, but the description sounded okay, and I was like, "There's no way that it can be that bad of a movie," but it was. I understand. I saw Nope, which was much better than The
Okay.
Farm.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
I saw Hagazusa.
Oh, yeah.
Run, Sweetheart, Run.
Oh, how was that?
I liked it.
Okay.
I had like a couple pet peeves, but overall I thought it was really good. And it's got Theon Greyjoy, or not Theon, Euron Greyjoy in it.
I don't.
And I had never seen him in anything but Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I don't. The names and the characters of Game of Thrones all run together for me. I don't know who's who. Okay. Well, I'll probably check it out.
I saw Dark Glasses finally,
Okay. Did you
which
like
I
it?
had been. I did. I liked it a lot. It's pretty much just like you said. It's Argento in 2022. But
Yeah.
that's pretty much what I wanted it to be. Like
Yeah.
I don't know why critics are mad about it. I saw Hatching.
Okay.
Popcorn. I watched
Yes.
A Wounded Fawn.
Okay, I haven't watched that one yet, but it is on my list.
I really liked that one.
I feel like I've
That
been
also
hearing.
felt a little bit like Argento in 2022. No, it wasn't quite, but it did have, you can tell that it was like Giallo inspired.
Yeah, I feel
Or
like I've been hearing mixed reviews.
I saw The Menu.
That's
I
great.
need to watch that. I want to
It's
watch it
so
so bad.
good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that movie.
I'm waiting. I think it'll be on it. HBO Max at some point because I had like a little like preview thing on there, so I'm like hoping that it'll be on there soon so I can watch it.
Oh, I
Yeah.
hope so too. I think you'll like it. It was a really
I'm
good one.
sure I will.
Not 100% certain it's a horror movie, but I did like
That's
it.
okay.
Yeah, I called it a horror comedy. You went a little bit further. You said it was like a black comedy
Yeah.
when I asked you about it. I know I was the only one laughing out loud in the theater, and that felt wrong to me. Because I thought it was very funny. I also watched Slash Back, which I liked a lot. I feel like it was not. I feel like I might not have been the demographic for it because it had kind of like a Stranger Things vibe. But I thought it was better, coming as someone that didn't watch much of Stranger Things. But I also watched Well, I don't know why it's not on the list because it was like right in between two of these. But I watched Blood Relatives on Shudder, and it was an experience. I really liked the there were it was interesting because there were a lot of aspects that I really liked. I liked the characters. I liked the dialogue in a lot of places. I thought the cinematography was really great. There was no plot though. And it drove me a little bit nuts. Like,
All right.
Because like stuff happens in it, but it's like there's not like an overarching obstacle. It's just like stuff pops up and they deal with it. And I didn't feel like it was like it kind of wrapped up and I was like, oh, what? Like, what did I just watch? So that was kind of a weird one. But if you like Jewish vampire movies, go for it, I
And
guess.
who doesn't?
Who doesn't love that? Who
Yeah.
doesn't want more Jewish vampire movies? I'm trying to get caught up on TV. I started Cabinet of Curiosities. I'm not all the way through that one. I finally started watching Chucky,
What do you
which
think?
I'm only a couple episodes in, but I'm having a blast.
It is so much fun, right?
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
I understand the hype.
Yeah, it's
I don't think
okay.
I like it as much as everyone else did, but I'm pleasantly surprised because there was I was afraid I wouldn't like it at all because sometimes that happens when I'm late to stuff where it gets like too hyped up. But it is fun. I'm enjoying it. Having a good time. I watched Wednesday.
I need to watch that too. Oh my God.
I highly recommend. I don't know if anyone else has this. The pilot I hated. I was really worried about the pilot episode because it had like a lot of my pet peeves for shows, and I was like, this is the worst thing, and I'm going to hate this show. But I stuck it out, and I'm really glad I did because it was there was still some stuff that bothered me. I don't think you can take it too seriously, but it's fun. It's like objectively a fun show. So, yeah.
Hey, Ghost, what do you got?
Well, my memory is shit, and of course, because of that, I haven't logged anything on Letterboxd, so I don't know what I've watched the past month, to be honest. Other than last night, I was sent a video from my friend Sam. It is from a YouTube channel called Alter, and I guess they do a bunch of horror short films. It's called Other Side of the Box. And all of the short films that they have, I watched a couple other ones, are all like 15 roughly minutes long. And this one is this gift of this box he gets from his estranged friend. And when he opens it, it's just like pitch black nothingness. Like you can't tell what's going on. And he gets a note that says, "Don't take your eyes off the box." And of course, when he puts his eyes back on the box, there's like a head staring out of the box at him. It's creepy as hell. I highly recommend it. It's a very, very, very good horror short, and I definitely think that it could be turned into something full length because it was really cool. I sent you guys the link in the chat if you guys want to give it a watch. But
I might
yeah,
check that
I'll
out.
definitely
It's,
watch it. I
yeah.
yeah, for 15 minutes, it's really intriguing. I really liked it a lot. So highly recommend anybody to watch that, especially since it's so short. Yeah, but I haven't really done anything else.
I'm not exactly sure we were talking. I'm not exactly sure where I stopped. So I'm just going to pick up with my list where I think I left off and
Oh,
run from
God.
there. I don't have a ton. I rewatched Terrifier 2.
Love that.
I still don't like it. I watched Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving 3.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Yeah. Thanksgiving's really good.
Thanksgiving's excellent.
Thanksgiving 3 is maybe the worst thing I've ever seen. Like Cat, I saw The Menu, which I enjoyed a lot. I rewatched Barbarian.
Love that movie.
I watched a movie called All Jacked Up and Full of Worms.
I still haven't seen that one. Ah, it's on my list.
It's worse than its title.
I
It's
like the title.
I did not like the movie at all. I watched Popcorn. I went to
Popcorn. Popcorn.
Popcorn from
Okay.
1991. Yeah, it's like a
Okay. It's like a quintessential 90s
yeah,
movie.
yeah.
Never even heard
I went to the theater and I saw Violent Night, which isn't a horror movie, but is kind of a
Oh.
fun Christmas film. I mean, I don't know. I don't love it as much as a lot of people have been, but it is kind of, it gets fun at the end. It just takes a little while to get there.
That's the one with
Fuck.
David Harbour, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot to log. I watched Christmas Bloody Christmas last night, and I didn't put it on my Letterboxd.
Okay, that was next on my list, Christmas Bloody Christmas, which is on Shudder and is a lot more fun than it has any right to be, honestly.
Honestly, it's so good. I had one complaint, and it wasn't even with the movie, it was with the people talking about the movie. I saw a lot of people saying that it was like the goriest Shudder movie, and it's like,
Oh.
it's not really that graphic.
No.
Like, and it could have been. It could have gone a little bit more. I didn't need it. Like, while I was watching it, I wasn't like, oh, it needs more blood. But, like, in retrospect, I think they could have gone a little bit more graphic with it if they
Yeah.
wanted to. But I was surprised by the reaction saying, like, how over the
That
top it was.
is
'Cause it's like,
extremely surprising because I feel like anybody who subscribes to Shudder, like, is used to gore, like, desensitized to an extent. For gore, so that's surprising to me. I did see that, and I do want to watch it, and probably will. And
I really
coming
like
weeks,
the dynamic between the main character and that guy, the guy that like worked at Rare. I thought they were great.
They were really great. I liked their chemistry. My issue with her was like they tried too hard to make her a contrarian, where it's like some of her takes, it's like, okay, she's got cute little hot takes. And then some of them, she's like, she fucking toasted to Book of Shadows. And I was like, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did.
I
do
hope
that.
You die. I was so mad.
And then the last thing I had on my list that I watched was a rewatch of Ari Aster's 2018 masterpiece, Hereditary.
Midsummer's better. You chose the wrong movie to watch.
You need to stop.
It's one of the only ways I can get a rise out of you, it feels like. So I'm gonna keep doing it.
Is anyone gonna watch his 4-hour movie that
yes
has been teased?
A24, it was announced this week actually that A24, I think I actually saw it today, that A24 picked it up.
Yeah.
And I guess it's gonna star Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah,
honestly, I'll watch any movie that is that long. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah,
I got through The Irishman. I can get through anything, and that's not and that's not a dig at Irishman because I fucking love that movie, but it's a long one too.
All right, are we ready to jump into news?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Not gonna lie, I kind of forgot to look for news, so I don't have a whole lot.
I've got some.
Okay.
Don't you fret.
There's a documentary coming out called, I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it. I think it's Sasquatch, the Lost Bigfoot Film of Massachusetts.
Amazing.
Okay. Yeah, so apparently there was a Bigfoot horror movie called Sasquatch that came out in the 1970s, but it's been completely lost. So there's a documentary coming out about it. So I don't know if they found it or what, but... that should be interesting. You know, we need a good Bigfoot movie.
My favorite Bigfoot movie is The Man Who Killed Hitler and then The Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Yeah, I like that
but
one.
Yeah, it's been a while since then. Yeah. Like, and I don't think I've seen any good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think I've
time.
Ever seen a Bigfoot movie.
What about Harry and the Hendersons?
No.
Okay.
I know what it is, but I've never actually seen the whole movie.
All right. It looks like Radio Silence is in early talks to direct a new Escape from New York film.
I saw that.
I don't know if this is going to be a remake or a sequel. I'm not sure what it is. I don't know. Radio Silence, they've done good work so far, but boy, they like to tiptoe on that line for me of like, just leave it alone. You know?
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. James Wan and Jason Blum are apparently in talks to merge their two companies into one mega horror powerhouse company.
Oh,
I really want
I
them to
that.
Not do that.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know about that.
So there have been other like IP mergers that have burned me so much. I'm kind of just against merging companies, I guess, because I feel like that's my gut reaction to everything. It's not even that I don't want to see those two work together. It's just like I'm afraid of what this will do to I feel like it'll limit stuff, you know.
Yeah I don't know what the merger would look like or anything else, but I'm kind of with you, Kat. I'm always kind of like, let's not merge stuff, let's have two different companies making good stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the more like, the merrier.
Yeah, but I don't know, I guess they want to do that. And then the last thing that I have is Kevin Smith has been teasing plans for Red State 2.
Really?
Yes. Is anyone interested in Red State 2?
I don't know what Red State is.
Oh, Red State's a pretty
it's
good
pretty
movie.
Good.
Yeah.
I was just talking about Red State not that long ago.
Yeah. It's it's not great, but it's pretty good.
From 2011? Or is this a different movie? Oh, that yeah. Sounds, right here. Kevin right. Smith. John
yeah.
Goodman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think trying to get John Goodman to come back is one of his conditions to do it. So, yeah, I think I'd check it out. I enjoyed Red Red State enough. Too. Yeah.
I would probably need to, I was going to say I'd probably need to watch Red State again, but honestly, it's been on my list to rewatch anyway.
Yeah.
Cause it's come up a few times this past week and it's like, man, I've really, it's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah. I probably haven't seen it since it was new, but I remember I enjoyed it. All right. Did you have news, Ghost?
Yeah, I do. So what is it? Today's Monday. Was it yesterday or Saturday? Saturday, I think, was the Game Awards. Which I enjoy watching. Actually, this was 4 days ago. No, the Game Awards were on the 7th. Jesus Christ. It was on Wednesday. I am losing my absolute mind. Anyways, there's a bunch of cool stuff that was announced. We're going to get a Hellboy video game that's got a really cool art style. It looks like a comic book, which is really cool. So we got a teaser for that. Hades 2 was announced. Hades was a very, very big game when it dropped. So Hades 2 will be, I'm sure, just as big. So that'll be cool. The creators of BioShock are releasing a new title that is not BioShock, but is similar, called Judas. And it looks insane. I have it on my wish list on Steam. Kevin Conroy, rest in peace, Batman, is voicing him one last time in the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League game. They had a little trailer for that, which was really cool to see in here. I'm very excited he's got one more project coming out. And then, let's see, Kojima unveils Death Stranding 2. So if you guys want to do a baby walking simulator again, there's going to be a second one with Norman Reedus again. And last but not least, which I think might be the most exciting thing that I found out from the Game Awards, is that The Last of Us is coming to PC next year. So I can finally play that game.
Yeah. Has anybody played that The Devil in Me game?
I have not played it yet. I haven't either. Heard some mixed reviews on it. I've heard that it's good, but it's got some issues.
Yeah. No, I haven't played it either. I want to check it out though.
Yeah,
I'll get to it eventually.
I don't know if this counts as horror because I've never seen it, but I know you'll be excited, Rob. Yellow Jackets season 2 will premiere in March of 2023.
I did see that, and I am looking forward to it. Yellow Jackets is amazing.
Is it a horror or horror adjacent?
Yeah, it's definitely horror adjacent.
Yeah, I've not seen it, but it ended up on Bloody Disgusting's news, so I just assumed it was kind of
around there.
To it. Yeah, I haven't seen it. What's it about, Rob?
It's about a girls' soccer team that is flying to like some national competition, and their plane wrecks in the mountains, and they're stranded there alone.
Oh. Jeez.
And they have to survive, and they end up forming like these weird tribal kind of thing.
Okay, but it's modern day Lord of the Flies.
Well, yes, yeah, that's exactly what it is. But it's interesting because this happened. So when it starts, the women that survived are all grown up. They're like in their 40s. And then it cuts back to them in high school in the 90s when it happened. So it's it tells these sort of parallel stories of what is going on with these women now, and then it shows us what was happening then, and it cuts back and forth. It's really interesting, and it's really well made, and the cast is incredible.
That's cool.
It's got like Juliette Lewis and Christina Ricci, and I mean it's really good.
Yeah, I've heard good things. I think, is that on Stars or Showtime?
Showtime.
I think it's on Showtime.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why I haven't watched it, because I actually don't have Showtime.
But. Yeah,
it's the same, but they tell you on Peacock what Showtime stuff you're missing, and it drives me crazy. I can't tell you how many times with Yellow Jackets I've gone to put it on, and it's like, do you want Showtime? And it's like, no, fuck. No. Don't advertise it if I can't watch it.
Yeah, exactly. That's super annoying. I burned my free Showtime trial to watch the first season, so.
You're going to have to buy it to watch the second, I guess.
Or just set up another email.
There you go. There you go. I think it might go off based off, like, don't you have to put credit card information for a free trial?
I don't know. I mean, if it's IP address, then I'm good because I moved.
There you go. You don't want it. Solid.
Yeah.
All right.
Rob has to move in between every season of Yellow Jackets.
I could see him doing that though for sure.
Just trying to save some money.
Trying to save the $5 a month or whatever it is. And then the last thing I have that I actually saw this a couple days ago, but I really want Kat's take on it. Shawnee Smith is in talks to return to Saw 10.
Yeah, I think said this publicly on just about everywhere that I can. I'm glad for the opportunity to say it here too. I will return to Saw if Shawnee Smith does.
I love her so much. I am so excited.
We all know I was a bit disappointed, publicly aggressive about Spiral, but I'll give it another shot if Shawnee Smith comes back because she's phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they're doing because I know, you know, obviously it's been announced a couple months ago that Tobin Bell is coming back.
And I'll come back because like there was no chance I was going to not watch the Saw movie.
Oh, for sure.
But I was going to be mad about it and maybe not go opening day. If Shawnee Smith comes back, opening day at the theater, first show, I'll wear the Saw dress. Like, I'm committed to this if the Saw franchise can get her back.
Yeah, I'm interested to see, like what they're going to do considering Tobin Bell is coming back. I would hope it's not just going to be, like, a bunch of, like, him in flashbacks. But who knows?
Yeah, it's a wild card now because I Spiral kind of shook things up. I would like to see them. It's hard because it's like I think if they keep going in like whatever direction they want, even with Jigsaw, they kind of started that where it's like we're gonna be introducing, you know, some new elements and stuff. I kind of like I'd be interested to see what they did with it because now they have, you know, John and Amanda back, and that's very tempting to me. But also. I wouldn't mind if they went back to the formula of having those flashbacks, getting back to the main timeline, kind of forgetting that Spiral existed. And that, it would be an option.
I always say that I think the biggest issue with the Saw franchise is that they didn't think out far enough as to what they were going to kind of do. And this is kind of the franchise that you really need to have, like, a really thought out plot line and storyline, and it just got really messy and they're like, we gotta tie this all together somehow, and it was just didn't make any sense for some things. So I don't know, I'd be interested to see if this is just gonna be like a shoot off, it'll be like a sequel to like Saw 2 somewhere.
That see I'd be all for that, honestly, right? I one of my biggest like praises of the Saw franchise is that even though it's messy, it all does fit on a single timeline. And that's something that it's really hard to get in a horror franchise that runs more than like a handful of movies.
Yeah.
That being said, if they're going to keep making them, I would be open to a little bit of like classic horror icon messiness, you know, like it had a good run on a single timeline. And if it wants to fuck around a little bit, I'll and Shawnee Smith agrees that I'll be there. Yeah.
I'm excited. I do hope she signs on for it. But release date for that is October of next year. So
it's exciting.
Yeah, it comes out the weekend before or right before Halloween, October 27th.
I also that I think bodes well because Spiral broke the tradition of coming out at Halloween.
Spiral also wasn't a Saw movie. I refuse to lump them together because it's not the formula was completely different and it was hardly a horror movie.
It was from the Book of Saw.
From the Book of Saw, but it's not.
Where's the
book?
What
the fuck is a draft of Saw? Right?
What the fuck is the book? All right, I need to know that we're just pulling shit out of our ass now from the Book of Saw.
That was. I remember like when they started advertising that it was from the Book of Saw. People were like, "This is so clever because 7 was the final chapter," and it's like. Every horror franchise has a final chapter. Like
for real.
It might be clever if it was a Saw exclusive, but like, goddamn.
I forgot one thing that I have been watching also, guys.
Oh no.
There is a television show I've been watching. It's called
I swear to
Southern
God.
Charm.
Oh no.
It's a reality show that's filmed here in Charleston. So
Oh,
you can check it out. It's about these super rich people that live here in Charleston.
wow.
Yeah, they haven't asked me to be on yet.
It's
Don't
because
think
you don't
you
have
have the Southern
Showtime.
Charm.
That might
Uh, be
you're
part of the
hardly
problem.
Southern. You're hardly Southern.
Well, I'm not really Southern at all. I just moved
Yeah,
here.
that's what I'm
Yeah.
saying. Hardly.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
live there, so you get a little bit, but.
No. I drink a lot of cheer wine these days.
Okay.
All right. Are you guys ready to get into the topic, or do you want to
For
talk another
sure.
20 minutes about Saw?
I mean, if you're
My
offering. Okay, I could talk
question
about it
is,
for
no,
12
I'm
hours.
actually
Yeah,
really excited about the topic. It sucks that it's been so long.
we have to have a Saw-centric episode
good.
sometime. We
No,
do.
we're good.
Yeah, no, yeah, we do.
Could they bring back the
There's
two look-alike detectives for this one?
Please no, for the love of Christ.
All right. So we are going to do this was a topic that was suggested to us actually
Yes, it
by
was.
Miki?
Miki,
Miki. Okay.
yes.
I thought it was Miki, but I wasn't
They are
certain.
super awesome, super sweet.
But yeah, Miki was surprised I was listening to Taylor Swift the other day.
You know what? I'm actually not surprised by that.
Dude,
I can't even lie.
that new record is good.
It's because you don't make music recommendations to Miki. I was not surprised when
Yeah.
I found out you were a Swiftie.
Yeah, that's not surprising. Where were you making recommendations? Just on Twitter?
To me,
Oh, okay.
all the time. Whenever we have to wait for a podcast, Raph reminds me that there's a new Taylor Swift album.
Ah,
Yeah, it's
right.
really good. Anyway, Miki suggested this, and we thought it was a good idea. So we're going to do our top five winter horror films, which seems fitting. I don't know. Is it cold by you guys?
Yes.
Okay, because it's 50 here.
Yeah, you bastard.
Yeah, and I
You
guess
don't
that's.
have winters anymore, you fucking
I
asshole.
know. I know. That was one of the like somebody told me it's the last time it snowed here was 4 years ago. And it was barely anything. So,
Be fair, it hasn't snowed here. Like, it
okay.
hasn't heavily snowed here yet, really.
All right. Well,
I'm kind of like right in between. Like, it snowed here a lot. I've been complaining bitterly about the weather here for like the last 2 weeks. It's about 54 today, so I don't know what the fuck is going on.
right.
Oh, it's been in the 30s here as
Oh,
of late.
no,
Today
it
was
was.
suspiciously
Let's see.
nice.
Yeah.
Let me
No, I
see
mean
if I can pull it up.
it's 50 right now. Like it was in the 60s today.
It feels
Yeah.
like 29 degrees out right now.
So anyway, it seems to be the fitting time of year to discuss this topic for people who live in such places, I guess. It's weird for me because it does not feel like Christmas time at all. So we each made a top five list of our top five winter horror films. Did you guys have honorable mentions?
I have
Yes,
Okay, good.
something to confess.
What?
So there was a little bit of ambiguity about the topic. I did do the top five snowy horror films,
Yeah,
which I know
okay.
is similar, but
That's c close enough. The
I
snow
have a
is
lot
winter.
of commentary about the snow.
Okay.
So, just if it seems really focused, that's gonna be why.
Cat's obsessed with snow.
I'm obsessed with
Okay.
snow. It
Yeah.
scares me. It works really well in horror movies because it scares the crap out of
Yeah.
me.
Okay.
I
Yeah.
do have a lot of honorable mentions,
Okay,
though.
good. I'm
Okay.
glad
I
that
have a
we all have
couple.
honorable mentions this time because the honorable mentions on this show seem to be hit or miss. Like
Yeah.
usually there's at least one of us who'll be like, "Oh, I forgot to do that," or "I didn't think we were doing that."
I will say my winter horror movie list might have been a little bit different, because
Okay.
Anna and the Apocalypse would have been on there. But
All right.
anyway, I've got some good snowy honorable mentions.
All right, good.
Hey,
Good.
that's fair. Listen, my list was hard to come up with because I realized when this topic was given to us that I haven't really seen very many winter slash snow horror. I didn't want to put just like Christmas horror because I was like, it doesn't have to necessarily be a Christmas movie. But I was like, fuck, I haven't seen that many.
Yeah. All right.
My first honorable mention is also a confession.
Oh, okay.
If I'm allowed to go first,
Sure, go right ahead.
So when we talked about, like I said, there was some ambiguity about like what the actual topic was. My first honorable mention is actually the, because it was pitched as more movies like Let the Right One In. So my first mo my honorable mention was Let the Right One In because I wasn't sure if I was allowed to pick it, because it's like, if we're talking about movies that are like Let the Right One In, I don't want to pick Let the Right One In. That feels like cheating.
Well,
But
don't
that was
worry.
such a long time ago.
Don't
So it's
worry.
my first honorable mention. I figured.
I'm guilty of cheating then. It'll be coming up later.
Awkward.
Okay.
I'm
Then we
also
don't have to
guilty
talk
of
about it
cheating.
here. But it is on my honorable mentions, and that's why, because if I had been more certain about it, it definitely would have made my list.
Kat, you do know you could have asked and been like, hey, can we be a little more specific?
I
I
mean,
could have,
you
but
could have asked me, but my answer would have been, what? I don't care.
yeah, that's pretty
Make your
much what I
list.
thought
What
it
are we
was.
doing here?
If I had had a
Ambiguity.
shortage of movies, I probably would have asked, but like
Yeah.
I had so many to choose from this time around that
Yeah.
it was like, okay, well.
Yeah.
Ambiguity in the topics is sort of a specialty around here. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
A little bit. Oh,
All
hey,
right.
Dan.
Did you have more honorable mentions, Kat? You just want to run
Oh, I
through
have a.
yours?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
The Shining.
Okay.
I don't like it that much as a movie, but I think the snow, like, it's one of the first ones you think of for snowy horror movies. It's got, you've got frozen Jack Nicholson. The Thing. I almost picked.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Let's just rapid fire these a little faster,
Okay.
because now I'm feeling bad about my lists.
Sorry.
I'm trying to figure out how that's an honorable
For
mention.
this,
Keep in mind, it's for snow specifically.
Still, the whole movie is set in fucking snow,
Then
Kat.
you're gonna like the next one more then. Repo is on my honorable mentions. I really wanted to talk about this one because it was the only one with fake snow. But the visuals of the blood on that fake snow,
There's
peak.
snow in that movie?
Yeah, I know. Wait, hold on. I've seen that movie like 7 or 8 times since the first time I saw it. Where is
Yes,
the snow?
the best part of the movie, Cremagia. They set up the snow stage for her. So
Oh,
when
you're
she
right. You're right at
dies,
the end. The end.
the
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's that's also one of the first like snowy horror movies I think of, even though I know it's not real snow, like
I have
even a little
seen that
bit.
movie once, and I do not remember any snow.
It's
It's
one of
at the end when she's on
stunning
the
scene.
stage.
I don't remember
She's
it.
singing at the end, and she's gonna supposed to die because she's gotta give her fucking like eyeballs back or some shit.
Good Lord.
Yeah,
All
I know
right.
what you're talking about now, Kat. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about snow? There's no snow in that fucking movie.
There was snow and it was
It's
beautiful.
fake. Okay, I get it now. Oh my God.
The Perfection is also, again, it was another one. The whole movie wasn't snowy, but I think the snow that was there, they did a really good job creating atmosphere with it. I really like, especially because like the first time you see they're outside and it's cold and she's got a fever and she's wearing like a schoolgirl outfit basically, and she's like, you can still tell she's all sweaty and overheated, and the woman standing next to her is like full coat winter gear, and I think that was like one of my favorite portrayals of fever because the setting really added a lot
So
to it.
you not only did you focused on snow movies, but you just any movie that has snow in
No,
it anywhere in the film, there'd be
snow that
if
I think played an important role in
you're
the
like,
movie.
I really like this one because it has a snow globe and
All
you're
right.
not gonna like my next one then. It's I Saw the Devil, which
I have not seen I Saw the
I
Devil,
don't know
so.
that one.
It has, I thought it was going to be a Christmas horror film because it opens up, and it's like snowy on the road and like the car's having difficulty and like she's all bundled up and stuff. I seriously thought it was a Christmas horror movie when I started watching it because the beginning was so effective, and then it just shifts. It takes like a hard left after that. But man, it you feel cold watching that movie. They did a great job. Crimson Peak, I feel like, is a good one. The
Yeah, that
snow
is a good
feels
one.
kind of like a character almost.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that one. That is a good one.
Because it's kind of like encroaching on the house. The Empty Man was on my honorable mentions. Again, they don't really stick with the snow thing though. They open up with like a really great isolationist where, the snow's kind of keeping you from everything else, and then but then they just go back to the city and it's like, we're done with that now. It's like, oh, all right, I guess. I have, and then I have like three silly honorable mentions. Wrong Turn 4. I actually always think of, and I think this was really interesting because I tried to think of other franchises that had like one snowy entry, and it's like my instinct was never Hike Alone, but it's a fan film. It's not like a, but Wrong Turn 4, they did have just like one random winter entry in a full franchise,
I'm
and I
trying to
do
think.
kind of think of it as the snow one.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's
I think I've only seen the
wild.
first three Wrong Turn movies.
If you had gone one more, you could have seen
Yeah.
them riding around on snowmobiles.
What?
Did you want
Oh.
to see that? I don't know,
I
but
mean,
you could
I think
have.
I kind of do, actually.
Snow Beast
Okay.
made my honorable mentions.
That sounds amazing. I haven't seen it.
It was one of the first like winter horror movies I ever saw. It's so cheesy and I love it so much. In keeping with like creature features of the time, you do not ever see the snow beast.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those, but I kind of love it. And then my last one, Avalanche Sharks.
Oh, nice.
Amazing. It's not my
Yeah.
favorite shark movie, but I
No.
love that they just went for it, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's always nice to get a shark movie in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Avalanche Sharks is
Yeah.
so good.
Yeah. Ghost, what about you for honorable mentions?
All right, so I only have two, and you guys are gonna laugh. I already know. Okay, so the first one I put because it's kind of a black comedy. I put Fargo.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
I
a good
like Fargo.
movie.
It's a good
I
movie.
haven't seen it in a long time. But you know the sheriff or whatever the fuck, what is she? A cop, the sheriff, whatever she is. It's
Yeah.
fucking hysterical. I love that
She's very
movie. It
good. Yeah.
is very good, but you know, it's in like Minnesota, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
so.
actually
Oh no, I
Fargo, I think
lied.
it's
North
in
Dakota.
North Dakota or South Dakota, one of the Dakotas.
Right
Oh
here.
yeah, it is.
North Dakota.
It's in North Dakota. You can actually go visit the wood chipper.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have like in
But
the
he's
tourism center.
yeah,
Huh.
he's
I feel like a road
it
trip's going on.
starts in Minnesota, I believe, and then he goes to North Dakota,
Yeah.
Fargo,
It's all
whatever.
the
But
same.
it is, it really is. But her accent just kills me.
It's
But
all
it
just
is.
that whole section of the map should just be called Almost Canada.
Almost Canada. Very fair, very fair.
Yeah.
So I had that. And then the other one I had is 2004's Van Helsing.
Oh, for God's sake,
Ooh.
Ghost.
I didn't even think about Van
Okay.
Helsing.
Yeah,
Okay.
I didn't either, and I was happy not thinking about it. Now here we
I just want to
are.
put this out. I just want to put
Well,
this out here that in 2004, this was peak entertainment for me. I loved this movie so much. But you also have to remember in 2004, I was only 10 years old. So I feel like that's fair that I thought that
think
this
that's
was like one of
fair.
the greatest movies ever. I thought it was great. Loved Hugh Jackman, dude. I had the biggest woman crush on Kate Beckinsale. All right. Talk about a gay awakening. The woman is
That's
gorgeous. Okay.
yeah. All fair.
Right,
Yeah.
and there's snow and the vampires.
I will say I'm not a huge fan of the movie.
Oh, I'm sure it is
Did really
absolutely
like
awful
Kate
now.
Beckinsale. I'm not a huge Hugh Jackman fan, so that it was a tough sell for me. That
No,
being
I love
said,
both of
the
them.
scenery was gorgeous.
The
And
whole set.
when you're thinking about scenery, like when you're thinking about snow and settings and stuff, like it, I think that was the movie's biggest strength.
Yeah, I think the setting was really well, and just the way the snow looked and the village. Like, I'm sure that the effects of that movie do not hold up. I
I'm sure they
guarantee they don't at
don't.
all. But it was such a good movie. It's one of those movies from that era that for some reason always stuck with me, and I really enjoyed it, even though I don't think I've seen it since 2005 or six at this point in my life. But I had to have it on my honorable mention list because if I didn't, I'd
Yeah.
only have one, and that doesn't seem right to me.
Okay.
I think that's
Right,
fair. I think
Rob.
it's very crisp.
So I just have a few. Wolf of Snow Hollow
Oh.
is an honorable mention for me, in a movie that
Yeah.
I think was overlooked from what, a few years ago, whenever it came out.
You know what? I almost had that one on my. So I didn't think that the snow was that effective for a place called Snow Hollow, but it, when we were talking about just like winter stuff, it was something that I considered. It was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it did. It got kind of overlooked, I think.
Well, speaking of overlooked funny werewolf movies, I also have Werewolves Within.
Oh.
Did anyone
isn't that
see
based
that?
Off of the game?
Yeah, I
or
think
no?
So.
Okay. No,
I've never
I've not
played the
seen
game.
it.
I've never played the game, so I don't know for certain, but it is a really, really funny horror comedy that is set in a snowbound town that I really enjoyed and highly recommend people checking out. If horror comedy is your thing, if you're not a horror comedy person, maybe skip it. Devil's Pass is also on my
Ooh.
list. It's about a group of people who follow, I guess, an actual path of people similar to the Donner Party who got stranded in the mountains and ate each other, but shit goes crazy. And then last but not least, I had Dead Snow.
Oh, we'll talk about that one.
Okay. All right, good. So we can get into our lists. Who wants to start with their number five?
I'm happy to go in whatever order.
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, you started with honorable mentions. Let's just do that. Kat, what's your number five?
Sounds great. My number five is Snowpiercer. It
Okay.
is horror adjacent, I think. I the show was a little bit darker, I think, than the movie was. We're doing movies. I put the movie on the list. I think the movie is a little bit more like sci-fi based, but I really there's a lot of body horror stuff going on that I think gets constantly overlooked in Snowpiercer. And this is the only movie that I could think of where the cold is weaponized. Like
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen Snowpiercer, but it's like the platform on a train or something, right?
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like very aggressive anti-capitalism
Yeah. All right.
in a speculation setting. I understand the comparisons to the platform. But yeah, they kind of weaponized the cold in Snowpiercer. It takes place in a future where, because of global warming, the government tries to take care of it by sending by essentially setting off like a cold bomb that backfires and turns everything into like a completely frozen wasteland. The only inhabitants of humanity are left on the train Snowpiercer, and it's yeah, it's very aggressively cold. We get to see a lot of, I think most of the really horrific elements kind of come from, you know, like what happens if you get stuck outside, you know,
Okay.
here's how the cold can kill a person. I think it was really good.
All right. I haven't seen it, but I don't know. It just I thought about watching it a couple of times, but I just never did. I wasn't sure if I would find it interesting or not.
I like it a lot. I think the show's a little bit better, but it's the difference of watching something for like three seasons as opposed to like 2 hours.
Right, yeah. 2 hours sounds good to me. Ghost, what do you have at number five?
I had The Shining.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it has that whole scene where they're going through like the maze in the fucking snow in the back, and that just gets me every time. Not to mention, as Kat talked about earlier, frozen Jack Nicholson.
So iconic.
Jack
yeah.
Nicholson
so,
popsicle. Yeah.
Exactly. So
yeah.
I feel like it had to be on this list. I really enjoy that movie.
The Shining was one of the first movies that I thought of, but I did not put it anywhere on my list because it's The Shining and I don't like it. But yeah, it certainly. I can see why
yeah.
it would be on.
I mean, it's one of those movies you watch and you're just cold watching it.
Yeah.
You know?
Clearly, I've taken this list more seriously than you guys have.
Rude.
At number five, I have Jack Frost.
Yay.
Kat's favorite film of all time.
My favorite film of all time. I can't believe it didn't make my list.
Is it really your favorite film of all time?
It is not really my favorite film.
Hey, I'm like, hold on.
It's a wonderful film, though. And
I've never seen it.
I missed one episode of Slasher, and while I was gone, they decided that I was going to give a perfect 10 out of 10 Portnoy to Jack Frost.
Yes.
And I've been saying for like over a year now that Jack Frost is my favorite film of all time.
Solid.
But it is good. Like, it's fun.
And I'm adding it to the list for Ghost Watches.
Alrighty.
because Jack Frost is amazing.
Okay.
It's excellent.
What is not to like about a killer mutant snowman?
You know, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a silly fun movie. It's I really, really super enjoy it though. And I just felt like it should be on the list. Kat, what do you have it for?
Number four is my silly fun movie. It's a Dead Snow.
Oh, okay.
I think it gets overlooked a lot.
Yeah, it
And
does.
I was trying to like narrow down my picks, and then it's like, you know what? If I don't have it on here, I'll be overlooking it also. Because it's one of those, I'll watch it whenever. I have a good time every time I see it. It's got Nazi zombies. Got
Yeah.
chaos. And the whole I it's very funny.
It
I think
is.
as a horror comedy, it strikes like all the perfect notes.
I think that one of the things that hurts it unfairly is that the sequel is so bad.
The sequel is awful.
Yeah. But it is a really good movie, and it's a lot of fun. Ghost, what do you have at number four?
Not to make this a Stephen King list, but I have Misery at number four.
Oh, that's a
Misery
good.
is a good one.
I didn't even think of Misery. That is a good one.
I know it's not like super like snow based or anything like that, and it's not something that has like a lot of blood and gore and shit, but when I think of movies in the wintertime, this is one that always pops up in my brain because obviously he crashes into a giant snow pile. It's just the feeling of the movie is very frigid throughout, not just from, you know. Oh my God, I'm blanking on her name.
Annie Wilkes.
Thank you. Not just from her, but just obviously it's in wintertime, so I had to be on my list.
Yeah, that's
I
a
think
really
that's a
good one.
really solid pick.
Yeah, I haven't
Thank
seen
you.
Misery in a really long time.
You know what? It's one of my favorite Stephen King books that I've read.
Yeah.
Of
Oh,
his
yeah, it's
shorter
one of his
books, it's a
best
very good,
books.
very, very, very good book. And I
It's
think the
in my
movie
top five Stephen
adaptation.
King books.
Yeah, the movie adaptation is really well done for it too. So
Well, I definitely haven't read the book.
you should. It's very
Oh,
short. It's a
yeah.
small book.
Well, and we can all agree
Surprisingly short.
best Stephen King movie is Maximum Overdrive.
No.
Yeah.
We don't all agree on that. You know
No.
this.
That's one of the tenets of this show.
No, it is not.
It is not.
Maybe one of your tenants, but you know, it's fucked up. It's not this show.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
My
Go with your
mistake, I
number
guess.
four. Go with your number four.
My number four is Frozen.
Never seen it. For a
Um,
second, I did think, even though we've had this discussion
oh,
already in the chat, I
please,
thought
you
the
did not
Disney
think
movie. And
Elsa. Yeah,
I was like, I guess it's kind of scary.
yeah.
Like,
Olaf is
oh
petrifying.
my God.
No, I like Frozen a lot. It's a low budget, simple one location movie that I think is really effective and pretty scary. One thing that also scares me though is not only is it the cold and everything, but I'm also terrified of heights. So the
Oh,
idea of being stranded on a
yeah.
ski lift is doubly terrifying to me. And I just yeah, I think it's a fun movie. I really enjoy it.
I will say they did a lot with what they had in that one. Like they kind of make the most of everything.
Yeah. Cat, number three.
My number three is No Exit.
I have not seen No Exit. Is that that's new, right?
It's new,
Okay.
yeah. I
Yeah.
actually watched it for this list, with this list in mind, because I was like, I wonder if this will be any good.
Oh wow, Kat does
It's
homework for this show.
I did
Wow.
homework for this show.
I don't.
That is a lot of effort you going
Well,
to.
I was curious, and I liked it a lot. It has some problems, but I think it's worth it by the end. Like it gets a little bit shaky at the beginning. At the
Okay.
beginning, you're kind of like, what? But I stuck it out. I'm really glad I did. And it's another one. The snow feels aggressive in this because a lot of them, it's like, oh, yeah, we've got to wait until the storm passes. Or, you know, like there was just a storm and now service is out and stuff. It's the snow's here in this one. And I really appreciate it because,
All
like, every time someone goes outside, it's like, get the fuck back in the building, you idiot.
right. All right. Yeah, I it's been one that I've been meaning to watch. I just haven't gotten to it yet. Well, there are so many movies from this year that I still haven't caught up on.
Yeah, there are. It's been a crazy
Yeah.
year.
Yeah. Ghost, what is your number three?
My number three, which I'm shocked that it hasn't been on either of your lists thus far or your honorable mentions, is Black Christmas. So it better be up there on your lists.
In an interesting turn of events, Black Christmas is not on my list.
Robert!
I love
I'm going to tell you now, this is one of the reasons why I specified that I was looking at snow and not at holiday movies. Christmas, if we'd been looking at like winter horror as a vague, if I had been looking at winter horror as a vaguer concept, this would have been my number one, I think.
So here's the thing for me. I love Black Christmas. I think it's a fantastic, it's one of my favorite horror movies. It's not because I don't feel like the winter setting plays into it enough for it to make this list is the thing. Like to me, the winter isn't a huge part of the movie for me.
Well, I can get that. The winter isn't like something that is, it's not like in say like The Shining where it's
right.
There's a lot of scenes outside in the snow or any of the other ones you guys have really mentioned with anything gore in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I felt like it was important to have it on the list, and I really, really enjoy it. And it's wintry enough for me because it's Christmas.
No, yeah, I'm glad you put it on your list. It's a fantastic
Yeah, you're
movie.
Not going to hear any complaints from me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
For Black Christmas being on the list.
Good.
Yeah, I love Black Christmas. My number three. Go ahead, Kat.
Oh, no, it does have that kind of, like, because it is Christmas, even though the cold and the winter doesn't necessarily have a big presence, it does feel like that time of year.
It does.
You know?
Yes,
like,
it
that
does.
Is something that they convey really well, even without being outside a lot.
Yes, it does. My number three is the 1933 The Invisible Man.
Oh!
Which is possibly my favorite of all the Universal films. I really like this movie. I think it's great, and more people need to watch it. People who haven't seen it, it's such a good movie.
This is my favorite of the Universal monster movies, and I'm disappointed that I didn't think about this.
Yeah, I really liked it. I'm sort of torn because I really like Creature from the Black Lagoon too, so it's like I don't know which one I like more, but I really do love this movie. It would be a lot cooler if it was the Invisible Man's thing was a suit. If he had a really cool suit with some eyeball looking things on it, then it would
That'd
be a cooler
be better,
movie. But it is what it is. It's a lot of fun. It's an effective movie. I don't think for the most part, the Universal movies, I enjoy watching them, but they're not scary. This one's kind of scary, not super scary, but a little scary. Kat, what do you have for number two? Oh, wait, Ghost?
Oh, I was going to say, so I have never seen the original Invisible Man. I've only seen the 2022 or 2020, Jesus Christ, one. Now, am I remembering this wrong? Isn't there a scene in the snow, like when they get out of the hospital and they're like shooting at them?
It's raining.
It's raining.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
thank you.
Raining.
All right. Yeah. I am misremembering.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just
you should watch
that.
The original Invisible Man. It's really good.
I don't know that I could sit down for that.
Oh, you don't like Claude Rains, huh?
I don't like old movies.
It's not an old movie if you haven't seen it.
And what year did it come out?
1933. But
okay,
it's still,
so
but
it's 90, almost 90 years old.
But it's still new to you is the point.
No, it's old.
God. All right.
Maybe.
Kat, what's your number two?
The Lodge.
Oh, I thought about putting this on my list, but I really don't like the movie, so I left it off.
Oh. All right.
Well, that's fair.
That'll do it, I guess.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, did really like the movie.
Oh, man.
I liked it a lot.
You guys are both throwing out wrong takes back to back. What is happening?
Wait, no. What was my wrong take?
Not liking old movies as if they're...
Well, I mean, that's not really that bad of a take.
It's
that's
a
pretty common.
Take.
It's a pretty common take.
Yeah,
Rob.
For your generation, maybe. You kids today, you don't know anything.
Well, no. No.
All right. So what about the lodge, Kat?
I like the lodge as well. Now I feel like I just have to defend the lodge. I was going to go off on a tangent. I chose the lodge for this list because the scenery is so gorgeous. I love when you're inside the actual lodge, you can just like, you can see the snow from the outside and it's just like all consuming. It's like a Silent Hill level of like, there's nothing around you but white. And it's like, it feels like it's creeping in. You can't really go get help, you know, like you just, that isolationist aspect of winter, mm-hmm. I think was hit really well in the lodge. It's why I chose it for this list. If you were asking what I like about the lodge, I think it's very good psychological horror. Like, okay. I think they did a good job. Okay. I think the kids gave really good performances.
Okay.
I like that it kept me on my toes.
Okay. I would agree that it's beautiful, and I do think that the winter setting plays strongly into the movie, and it looks fantastic. Unfortunately, all the stuff that's happening is dumb.
So, all right, Rob.
There we go. Ghost, what's your number two?
My number two is Let the Right One In.
Okay.
I don't know if you have it on your list and you want to wait to talk about it.
Let the Right One In is also my number two.
Oh, all right. Look at that. We agreed on something. Yeah. I think we agreed on our number one also.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Let the Right One In. We talked about this when we watched it.
Such a good movie.
On the show, that it is, the cold plays such a strong part in this movie in such a subtle way that it's just mm-hmm. fascinating. This movie's just, it's damn near perfect. I mean, I absolutely love this movie.
Has some of the most beautiful snow falling like mm-hmm. ever put yes. to screen.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, I mean, it just, it plays into the movie in such an interesting way. I mean, how, you know, the little girl's walking around barefoot and stuff mm-hmm. and not bothered by it. And it's just, it's such an amazing movie. And the cold plays, I wouldn't say it plays a huge role, but it plays a big enough role for me.
It has that sense of foreboding, you know, because
mm-hmm.
like, you know, something's off. Because, yeah. you know, it's cold and she doesn't feel the cold. It was, and I talked about this in my honorable mention, it was the one that inspired this list.
Yeah.
It was like the yeah. Gold standard for this list.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. For yeah, a reason. It was definitely going to make my list. So, Ghost and I love it. Kat hates it. We don't know why.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, Kat, what the fuck? No, I think it's a really good movie. And like, the scene that really sticks out for me as far as like the snow in the winter is that scene where she like attacks the guy as he's like walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
That one always sticks out for me. Because I'm pretty sure in that scene you get to see like the little droplets of the blood and stuff yeah. in the snow, which yeah. is always just a stunning when done just right.
I'm kind of kicking myself that we did. I think this was a Ghost Watches, wasn't it?
I think it was a Ghost Watches.
We should have done a remake Rumble. We could have watched the American version.
No, I'm good. I don't think I need to watch the American
version. It's not that bad.
It's not so bad.
Yeah.
It's got Chloe Grace Moretz in it, right?
I don't know who's in
it. I think it does. And I don't think I care much for her.
I really like her, but I'm not sure that I knew who she was at the time that I saw this.
It's possible.
It could have been her, and I could have just not noticed.
Let's not take this moment to attack the poor woman for no reason.
I'm not attacking her. I just said I don't particularly care for her movies.
Kat, what is your number one?
My number one pick is, I'm have a feeling not the same as your guys's. It is Till Death.
Is what? I'm sorry?
Till Death?
That Megan What's Fox that? Movie?
Uh-huh.
I didn't see
it. Oh, I still haven't watched that yet.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I really liked it. It's kind of like I've been describing it to people as a reverse Gerald's Game. Because she can move around, but it's like physically taxing on mm-hmm. her. It has kind of all the things that I liked in winter horror, but it was a bit more subtle. Like, it's got that isolation aspect to an extreme degree. It's got like isolation, I think, is one of the main kind of sources of terror in the film, but then like, and it's just, it's so focused on her being able to move around and escape and the physical toll that the situation is taking on her. And all of that stuff is just constantly, presently, like consistently being made worse by the snow. It's got some very stunning images in it. And I like that. I like settings, especially winter settings, where they just kind of heighten the tension that's already being described to you. I honestly think it was the strongest aspect of the movie, was just that, like, everything that's being done, all the psychological isolationist horror that's going on in the house is being amplified constantly by the fact that it's so cold outside.
All right. Cat with a pick out of left field.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. Like, I haven't seen it. I started it at one point.
I also have a crush on Megan Fox.
Oh, she's so hot. I started watching it, and then I had to stop for some reason, and then I forgot about it, which is a common thread in my life, is just forgetting about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to go back and watch it at one point.
All right. What'd you have at number one, Ghost?
I had a thing.
Okay.
I mean, if that's not your number one, I'm quitting this show.
I also had the thing.
There it is. Yeah.
When you speak of winter isolation, I don't know that it is.
This movie is numero uno.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any movie that is more isolated or more winter than The Thing. It's such a great film. I'm kind of like out of things to say about The Thing because all I've ever done is praise this movie.
We've really talked it to death on this podcast. But
it's just one of my favorite horror movies of all time. Top five, without a doubt. Just an amazing movie. And to me, the absolute, if you say winter horror, The Thing is the first thing that pops in my head.
Yeah. When I made this list, that was the first movie I thought of. And I put it right at the top because that in my mind, there was nothing that I could think of that was going to top it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a great movie.
Yeah, except for maybe now, Till Death. That might
maybe death. That's true. Maybe,
yeah,
possibly.
Yeah.
I will say because I feel like I went a different way with this. I chose a movie where I feel like it amplifies already existing themes.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is perfect because it does the exact opposite of that. Like isolation, I guess, in paranoia horror is already, that's an important theme that it helped. But I think because it is so frozen and so out in the middle of nowhere, that's kind of an oppressive, I don't want to say it distracts because it's not like I was distracted watching The Thing, but it adds like an external source of tension that I think was very unique. And I don't think there's any other movie that does it quite that well, where it's just like, even knowing where you're at, it's alarming.
Yeah. Yep. It's a masterpiece. I absolutely love The Thing, and it is number one.
I hate agreeing with list. Rob, but
yeah, our list lined up right there at the end. Ghost a little too much. Really, I don't.
Yeah, I hate agreeing with you, but you know what? I had to do it.
When I'm right, I'm right.
When I'm right, I'm right. You're not always right, but when I'm right.
Yeah, I'm always right. All right. Anything else you guys want to say about winter horror?
We need more of it.
Watch winter horror, I guess.
Yeah.
There's more of it than I thought.
yeah.
And I like it.
It's Miki, scary. Thank you for the suggestion.
Yeah, it was really fun racking my brain, trying to think of movies.
Because
it's not a topic you think about often, you know.
We are, I have moved and I am settled. So hopefully the show is going to get back on schedule.
Yeah.
Just in time for Christmas to fuck it all up again.
fucking facts.
Yeah. But, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, I guess.
Yeah. We're going to have to pick another holiday horror, a Christmas horror movie to do.
Yeah.
Right before Christmas.
Yeah. What about, Santa Jaws?
No,
Santa Jaws.
No. No, sorry, that one's gonna have to be a hard pass for me, guys.
Santa Slay.
Where Deer?
Oh, Where Deer, yeah.
Maybe. I'll think about it. It's not Santa Jaws, so I'll give it that.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can find the show on Twitter. We are at This Horror Life. You can send us an email, thishorrorlife@gmail.com. Ghost, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at ghostyj0. You can also find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/ghostyj, also with a zero.
Excellent. And Kat, where can you be found?
You can find me on Twitter at kat_velour. You can check out my website, katvelour.com. I have an anthology out right now. It's called Divergent Terror at the Crossroads of Queerness and Horror. It just hit number one on Amazon and LGBTQ plus collections. And you can also check out the guest appearance that I did on the Creepy and Geeky podcast that just dropped this morning. We talk about Tusk and yoga hosers.
All right. yoga hosers, is that a snowy movie? I feel like it should be. It's in Canada.
It should be because it's in Canada, but yeah. I'm pretty sure, I don't think they filmed that in Canada.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. I can be found on Twitter at RadioRob123. And you can also listen to the other show that I do with Kat, Slasher Radio, which can be found wherever you are listening to This Horror Life. And that, my friends, is an episode.
Yay, episode.